Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to a little special, I guess you'd call it a conference. a little conference call for the Holly guys. This is something that was trying to get an understanding of some information, I guess you could say, towards the race that's coming up on June the 30th at No Problem Raceway. And there were a few concerns with some of the racing length. So I guess what I was trying to do was to get the guys on one base and see if we could talk about it and come to a conclusion as to how we want to run the class. I see a few people on us now, but I mean, I'm going to open up some lines just to get it going until others are on. So if I call your number or whatever, don't panic. I'm just opening up your line just to try to get some of your input from me. The first one is 2081. I'm going to open your line. And the second one is a 6962. I'm going to open your line.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. How's it going, guy?
Going good, man.
All right. Oh, like I said earlier, just trying to get an understanding of, man, what kind of class you all wanted to run. I don't think we have everybody on tonight, so I'm probably trying to do another one next week just to kind of get the word about what we're trying to do. Look like the main concern with the bagger class down for this race is some wanting to race the 8 mile and others are wanting to run the quarter. So
yeah,
I guess we're trying.
There were concerns about it was brought up that it was unsafe for baggers to run in the quarter mile. And mm-hmm. we all know that's absurd. I mean, it's safer to race on the track than get out there on the roads.
Right.
You know, and I don't see the point in baggers having their own race when everybody else that's coming to the quarter mile track is going to race a quarter mile.
I got you. Okay.
It just seems kind of foolish to me. If you want to race the 8th mile, go to 8th mile track.
Okay. All right.
You know, and I think personally, it's just a clever ploy that people are doing to knock some individuals out of the running. Kind of even the playing field is what I think they're trying to do.
Okay.
You know, there have been concerns of me myself. I have a turbo bike. Most
right.
people think turbo bikes run it out the back end in the quarter mile. I have 8 mile tracks all around my house. There aren't many quarter mile tracks. That's why I'm driving 6 hours to come to a quarter mile track at no problem. You know.
Okay. Wow.
So I think the safety. There is none. It's just people are trying to level the playing field is all they're trying to do.
Okay. Okay. That's what I...
I don't know who else is on.
There's a lot of guys on. Let me open up another line here that popped up. 6585. Your line is open as well. Sorry to put you on blast, but I'm just opening up the line. Try to get some input from the bagger guys on this 8 mile versus quarter mile stuff. I thought I had, yeah, I do. 6585, your line is open. Okay, 1720, I'm going to open your line up as well. Sorry to put you on the spot, but we're just trying to get to the bottom of this 8 mile versus quarter mile racing with the baggers.
Hello.
Do you have any input you want to share? How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Yeah, like we was talking about earlier, is that, some of the guys have raised some concerns about running the 8 mile with the bagger versus running the quarter mile. So what I'm trying to do is just get with everybody to make sure we all on the same page for race day. We won't be kind of looking at each other like I thought we was going to run quarter versus 8 mile. So we're just trying to get some input from you guys as to how you feel about that 8 mile versus quarter mile stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to run the quarter mile myself. Them boys from Tennessee
okay.
would.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's what I've been hearing all around, quarter mile.
Yeah, you know, the way I feel about it is if you're riding in this class, this is a street bike class. We're not talking about baggers that run with King Kong or Brad Swan's Hammer. We're talking about bikes that you ride. I mean, I ride mine all the way to Baton Rouge. I mean, and to me, you can stretch a bike out on a quarter mile, and if them boys are worried about high-speed wobbles and stuff, well, they shouldn't be in this class the way I look at it because, I mean, you know, to me, you should know your bike.
They need to find another sport if they're worried about high-speed wobbles.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know who that is chiming in, but I agree 100%. Yeah.
This is Matt Cruz.
Okay, Matt. Yeah. This is David Rogers. I ride Lucille. Yeah,
okay,
I agree with you.
David, basically what I feel is happening is they're trying to railroad the turbo bike.
I know they are.
By knocking it down to an eight.
Exactly, and I understand that. And the way I look at it, Matt, is you still got to make that turbo perform. I mean, you got to perform just like my bike, just like Jerry's bike, just like Jeremy Justice's bike. If your bike don't perform, that bike can get beat any day, whether it's a quarter mile, eighth of mile, or a road track. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
I talked to the promoter, and I said, you know, it seems kind of foolish that everybody that's going to be out there on bikes is going to be come right and shut it down, and we're going to look like fools.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to look like a bunch of pansies.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. And if you want a grudge race later on in the night in the eighth, that's cool. I mean, I'll run you in an eight if you want a grudge race. You know, I'm down to run, but I don't drive 9 hours to run an eighth of a mile. If I want to run an eighth of a mile, I can go down to Huntsville. I can go to Ringo, Georgia. I can run an eighth of a mile anywhere around here. You know, I want to run a quarter.
That's exactly what I just told the gentleman hosting this show, that I have eighth-mile tracks all around me. I want to run a quarter.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason I drive, and I mean, I'm bringing at least three baggers. I'm going to be riding two of them. The other boy's going to be riding another one. I mean, we're bringing bikes because we want to run on a quarter. I mean, that's what we want to do.
If
they
want to
run 8 miles, that's fine. They can grudge race all they want to.
Right.
But I think the bagger class heads up ought to be a quarter mile, you know, no stretch frames, no King Kongs or hammers. You know, if you want to run a turbo and you can ride that bike, hell, run the turbo. I mean, I know plenty of my buddies that run turbos, and they ride hundreds of miles on them. I mean, I'm not worried about a turbo bike because it's got to perform just like any bike does.
Right.
Hey, we got any more lines we can open up? You got any more people coming in?
Yeah, 2841.
Can you guys hear us? This is Jeremy
open.
Justice.
What's going on, guys?
What's
got
up,
Chris,
Jeremy?
TJ, and Digit here with us.
The champion right now.
so we're just listening to what you guys were saying. Man, I cannot agree with you guys more. We all want to run quarter mile. Nobody wants to do this eighth mile bullshit. There's only one person that really wanted to do it, and that was Jerry. For whatever reason, that's what he wanted to do. I have my own feelings as to why he wanted to run the eighth, and I'm sure everybody else has their own feelings. He came up with some reasoning like that fucking Shinko tires aren't rated to go over 100 miles an hour, which is seriously, I go over 100 miles an hour going to work every fucking day on a Shinko tire.
Exactly.
We're street racers racing
on a track.
My whole thing is that to be fair to everyone, the thing we should do is everyone who shows up to ride, vote. Or everybody who shows up to race, vote. That's the fair fucking thing to do. So then if all of us want to run quarter mile and one guy wants to run eighth mile, well, then why should we all fucking do the same, you know, run eighth mile? That's not fair to everybody else.
Okay. Yeah, well, I understand that. But now, on the other hand of that, Jeremy, what if Well, what if Jerry and the Mississippi boys show up with 12 deep and they outvote us?
Well, I mean, dude, that's a democracy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I agree
yeah.
with you. I want to
well,
run 4 miles, but it's not my personal choice. And, I mean,
yeah.
if everybody shows up, I mean, I would love it if we actually had that many fucking people show up, to be honest.
Oh,
I don't
I would
see
too.
It fucking happening.
Yeah, I mean, but, the last time I come down there, there was three. I mean,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I drive 9 fucking hours. Yeah, I totally agree.
Dude, that's exactly what we're trying to get this going, man. You know, and I'm not trying to exclude anybody, and I'm trying to make it fair for everybody. That's it.
Yeah. Well,
I guess Jerry doesn't realize that there's sport bikes in the 5 second quarter miles on a Shinko.
Oh yeah. I mean, fucking Hayabusas are running. You know, nothing we can even come close to running on Shinkos.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, every one of us have gone over 100 miles an hour on a fucking Shinko. Dude.
And Jeremy said, I guess you heard me earlier say that I feel that Jerry's just trying to railroad me personally. You know, and hey, that's the game. If that's the game he wants to play, I mean, you know, I don't play like that, you know.
Well, I agree with you. I don't know that he's necessarily trying to railroad you personally. I think he's trying to railroad the whole class into running his race because that's what he wants to run.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to Jerry, and Jerry's honestly, you know, his bike is a brand new build. He don't ride it. And, you know, and I guess if I was that way, I guess I'd be a little worried, you know, getting it on up there on a quarter mile too. But
yeah,
that's not what we run.
Well, the whole thing is that, you know, Jerry's builder has videos of Jerry racing that bike that are a year and a half old, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
go look at his builder's Facebook page. It has all that shit. So
he may be
a fresh motor, but he ain't fresh to racing.
You liked that shit, didn't you, Jeremy?
I said you liked that shit. I got tired of him telling he was new to racing. Bullshit, dude. I've seen your videos for 2 years.
Yeah. Exactly, man. I mean,
that's why I finally got tired of it. It's unsafe.
Yeah. I'll be honest with y'all, guys. I mean, I like to cut up and have a good time. And, you know, I just want to come down there and race. If it's an eighth of a mile, it's a quarter mile. I'd much rather it be a damn quarter mile. But if we want to vote when we get there, that's fine, too. You know, it's no big deal to me. I'm coming to race.
I don't think we're going to have a hard time. I mean, you know, really, I don't think, you know, saying I got fucking 4 people coming with me is a whole different ballgame than 4 people actually showing up. You know, we all know that.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like the 4K shootout? There were 20 people wanting to come?
Yeah, pretty much, man. 20 people wanted to come,
exactly.
And about 5
yeah.
people committed to it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, to me, that would have been a good race. But, you know, after that dude getting killed, you know, it's hot down there now.
Yeah. Shit's a little hot. You know, we were out there last Wednesday trying to make some test passes, and they rolled up. We were on out there 5 minutes before the cops showed up, and then they set up a roadblock thing right across the street, a checkpoint.
Oh, no shit.
Insurance or whatever, right across from that radiator shop. So,
that's
so we boned out of there quick because, you know, none of us are trying to get caught up out there.
Ain't nobody trying to go to jail in New Orleans.
Yeah, ain't that the fucking truth, man? But, you know, I think the bottom line is we all want to race. Every one of us just want to show up and fucking race.
I'm not driving that far not to race. I mean, I want to. It's hard to find baggers that want to run. I mean, you know, they're doing something up in Detroit every Friday night, and I mean, I can't even get the track here to run an eighth of a mile every Friday night because they. You know, all them motorcycle guys. And, I mean, but they'll let the Tri-Tracker guys come in there, but they won't let the Harley guys race. I mean,
hell, it's
15 minutes from my house. So,
and
I mean,
I'm
you know.
Afraid of is running a good thing. This promoter that's on the phone with us right now, he is obliging us with this conference call. And if we start giving him too much flack, they're going to say,
he's not
going to
do it. Yeah, exactly. Dude, and that's the reason I don't want. And I don't want to do that because, you know, this thing could spread across the country and be something. You know, to me, you know, we're riding bikes that we work hard and we pay for, and then we make them fast that we can go and run in these races and have a good time. I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, life's too damn short.
Yeah, man, and that's 100% why when we originally talked about this, when I approached Chris about setting up the bagger thing, I said, let's do very few rules just to include as many bikes as possible, man. I mean, I'm not trying to stack the deck so I win or anybody else. I said, well, fuck, let's just do the bare minimum. It's got to be a bagger, got a DOT tire, and a stock length. And then that way we got, you know, everybody who has a bike can try to include everybody, you know, whether it's limo bike or...
That's why I was so excited about this race, because if you look at all this AMRA, PMRA races and everything, I have nowhere to go because I'm boosted. I can't fit anywhere with my bike. So that's why I was super excited about this race, because the rules were so loose.
Right.
I could just fit in, not because I thought I could win, just because I could fit in somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't just slap a turbo on a bike and say it's going to go fast. I mean, you've got to work at it.
He's
got just
to
like Jeremy does, just like I do, just like them other boys do. I mean, you've got to ride the bike to make it work.
We were just in Pittsburgh, and Brad Swan has
I don't know about that jockey, though. He ain't worth shit.
What?
I think he's talking about Kong and that damn turbo Brad's got.
I'm talking about myself.
Oh, okay.
Pro Charge, two stages of nitrous.
Yeah, that's 750
horsepower.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
a
know,
crazy bike, and that's a prime example. And Jeremy, you got to agree with me that Brad has got way much more money than Kong has got in his, and Brad still can't outrun him. It takes more than horsepower and speed and all that. You've got to have the skill level to ride that bike down the track.
That's proven with Kong.
Let's see if there's any more people want to join in on this, because it's just us three right now.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
We got any more lines?
I have pretty much everybody line open. So I see a few calling in and hanging up, but they are calling back. So as soon as they call in, I can open the line up.
I just want to make sure we get a lot of people on here. I know it's going to be a nightmare to everybody take turns talking, but I want to make sure we get people on here, you know.
Oh, I agree.
Right.
We need to hear from Jerry and them boys and Mike Wheeler up there in Mississippi. You know, I want to hear what they got to say. I mean, if we have to, you know, run a quarter and an eighth, I mean, I'm good with that. I mean, you know, grudge racing is one thing. You know, we can run to the 60-foot if you want to. We can see who rides the longest wheelie. I mean, I'm good with it. I just love to gamble.
You know what I tried to tell them? I said, hey, let's just run the quarter mile, and if you want to race the eighth, we'll just look at the time slips.
Right. I said for the class race, it should be voted on, and for the grudge race, whatever those two guys to do. You know, Jerry insisted he wanted to lock in with me for $100. He insisted on running an eighth, so I said, fine, because it's just between the two of us. Again, if the whole group wants to do the quarter, then fucking the whole group should decide. That's exactly what they just did in Pittsburgh, man. They had some bad weather, so everybody got together and came together and voted and decided to run a gambler's race. And, you know, I said that's the fair, democratic way to do it, man. If he shows up with 12 people, well, then fucking great for all of us, really, because then there'll be that many more bikes to run.
Hell yeah.
I know Chris would be happy if that many people showed up. I mean, it would be good for bagger racing, even if it's not good for this particular race.
Period. We've got to get this out there.
Let's not forget, we have the power of the world right now. That if this is up to us to promote this, because Jeremy put all his stuff and got thousands of views of his videos from Pittsburgh. We all knew that would happen. But if we start all posting all these races that we're doing down to southern regions, maybe we can get that racing back down here that they have up north. You know?
100% agree, man. I 100% agree. I'm all about, we're all about coming to Texas. We want to start trying to find some more events. And work it in, you know, hopefully maybe Chris could point us into some other tracks we could talk to or whatever, but just trying to build the whole thing and go from here, you know, because, dude, those dudes have their shit fucking together up there, man. They got some serious fucking bikes.
Serious.
Yeah, I agree.
And, I mean, we all know that we've all grown up doing this. We all know that the racing scene has always been bigger up north. Maybe it's because those clowns can only ride 4 months out of a year and they work on their bike the other month. But,
probably.
Yeah, exactly. They have 8 months to tear their shit down and rebuild it. But you know, we have the power in our hands right now to make it as big as we want if we just put the time in.
Agreed.
Right, because I had talked to the Trek Olo production people, and they're going to actually be out there live viewing for exposure as well. So,
oh, nice.
There are several media analysts that has actually called and was inquiring about the race. So I know for a fact Trek Outlaw will be there with the live viewing filming as well. So that's another way to get the stuff all as well as what the guys are trying to do.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I post videos all the time online, man, and try to, you know, get it out there as much as possible.
Yeah.
And like I said, the bad thing is the baggers just, I mean, we might be at the races all the time, but if there's 50 sport bikes and two baggers, we're not getting any air time.
Right.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
I mean, like, again, to that point, that's why.
I sent Jared a message. Come on. I don't know if he's on or not. But I've been texting him to see. Okay, we have him, I think. Let me open up this line here. 4860. I mean, your line is open.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Jerry!
Some of the guys was all talking already about the 8 mile and quarter mile, so they just kind of want to hear your side of the story as to why you want to run the 1/8 versus the quarter mile.
Well, I've already told them 2 or 3 times, but number one is the safety factor of these bikes, you know, approaching speeds of the rating of the tires. Because when you go to South Louisiana down there, the track temperature is going to be 160 degrees. And, I mean, it's not like going to Kentucky or somewhere like that and running, but, you know, they say all they run is a quarter. Well, everybody else I talk to, all they run is 8. I mean, I'm running this weekend, and they're running the 8. They said they won't do nothing but run the 8. And that's in them.
I have never heard a Harley dude want to run an 8 mile. Not one time.
We're going to run with the Street Outlaws, and that's what they run in the 8. But it is what it is. Number 2.
Yeah, well, Street Outlaws are running 8 second pro mod cars.
No, they're not pro mods.
Anyways, let's stay on
these
track.
These are steel rear half cars. These are original serial number, original wheelbase cars.
All right, so whoever said we should stay on track, go for it.
Well, Jerry, here's my thing, Jerry. We all know your bike will run. Your bike ain't fresh. You ain't new to this sport. This won't be the first time if you run a quarter to take your bike over 100 miles an hour.
This would be the first time my bike's ever went through the quarter on track. I'm not going to do it.
All right, guys. So, at best, all of our bikes, I'm just going to take a wild shot at this. We're not going to trap any more than 125 miles in the quarter.
I got one coming from Arkansas said he'll trap 140 to 145.
There's no fucking way, Jerry.
No.
Hey, look, that's him.
I mean,
talking,
that's a low
9
second pass, man.
Whatever.
There's no fucking way.
Aseem ran 8.78 at 140 miles an hour.
Exactly. That's
the fastest snagger in the country.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I read where it was 155 miles an hour.
Well, that was a miss because of the way they lined up, though. Yeah, it was messed up because of the way they lined up. It also said he ran a 7 something, too.
You know what kind of tire he's running? A Shinko.
Well, it's a drag tire.
It,
I mean,
you know
everybody
what that
runs
that designed
tire.
For? That tire is designed for a 450-pound sport bike, and he's
sport
got it
bike.
On a on
yeah,
a 300
all run sport
horse.
Bike tires.
Huh. Yes, and he's got it on a 300-horse Harley.
Well, I know. Here's the thing. My bike has not been down a track. My bike is brand new, guys. It has 330 miles on it. And I'm not going to pull up to that light and blow it through 100 and take a risk of it going into a high-speed wobble and all that, because if I get out there and smear my guts down the track, y'all going to feel bad about 3 days, and then you're going to say, well, shit, you should have built a better bike. And life
dude,
goes
I'll make
on.
Sure the ambulance gets to you first, I promise. But dude, it's
yeah,
you ain't
I mean,
gonna have
come
to worry
on, Jerry.
About
nobody,
that.
Nobody wants to see that happen, man. Nobody is saying
nobody.
That at all.
Yeah.
But
no,
everybody
look,
else has run over 100 miles an hour in the quarter multiple times on a Shinko, hundreds of times, whatever. And if your bike is, I mean, this build might be fresh, but Jerry, let's be honest, your builder has posted a few drag races on that bike from a year and a half ago. So you obviously have a lot of time on this bike. If your local track is only 8 miles, then that's the reason why you're running 8 miles. Now, I said from the very beginning, this is Jeremy, I said from the very beginning that everybody who shows up should vote on it. You're the only one who wants to run it. The only
here's
person.
The deal. Wheeler is not able to get on here because he's out working on his bike tonight. It's got trouble. He wants to run the 8. Barry is not going to get on here. Barry's just not the type that's going to argue with anybody. He's going to let the promoter make his mind up, and if it's the 8, then he'll go down there and run. If not, he'll do something else. And then I've got one more. He's the same way. He's out, you know, you just do the talking, and if it winds up running the 8, then us four will show up, and if not, you know, hats off to you guys. No hard feelings or nothing like that, but we'll go somewhere else. So I'm not saying
Jeremy,
the quarter. No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm not going to do it. I mean, you guys got to have respect there. I'm not going to blast out in the quarter on a big name track like that, you know, in front of all these people and make a fool out of myself and the guy that builds my bike. It's not going to happen.
In front of all them people, do you not know where we're going, Jerry? I mean,
dude, there's videos.
Track.
I mean, there's videos
track, yeah.
And all this will be shot. And the guy that works on my bike and builds my bike is he's either going to be ready for a quarter or not. And
so basically, here's what Jeremy said, and I agree. We can't come to something before everybody gets there. So when everybody gets there, we take a vote. The people
no,
that
I'm
are
not
there.
Showing up. I won't show up like that.
Oh, so you're
that's,
you
too, much,
right
that's
now.
Too much to that's too much to put out there and too long of a drive. And when we get there, we run the quarter.
Oh Lord,
we've already Jay. Made our
come
mind
on now,
up.
Jay.
I'm not gonna play that game. I'm not gonna go there and then you think, well, we'll just run the quarter when we get there. He'll unload his bike and run. No, we'll go home.
Well, what if we run both, Jerry? This is David from Tennessee. What if we run both?
All right. Hey, I'm glad to run both. Let's run the class race for the $1,000 purse in the 8, and we can grudge all the quarter we want.
So your problem is you're trying to get an advantage in the class race to win the $1,000. I mean, why would you be willing to run the quarter?
The 1/8 of a mile makes it more competitive for everyone. These big horsepower bikes,
These big turbo bikes are going to make all that power on the other end, and they're just going to blow right by.
I saw that shit coming.
You just don't want to. I mean, you're trying to tailor the class so that you have an advantage for your bike.
No, I'm just saying it makes it more competitive for everyone. We will all run closer together, more competitive, if we run the eighth. And if you got one of those big powered, big cubic inch bikes that'll run on the other end, then grudge somebody out for the other end. You know, that's just like,
I mean,
what if a crotch rocket comes out there and wants to grudge one of y'all for a 2 mile run?
I'll line up beside it.
Well, you're gonna get your ass busted. You'll get your ass busted.
Well, it's not a 2 mile track, man. It's a quarter mile. It's drag racing.
Well,
it's
hey,
a
the interstate street racers, y'all street racers, the interstate's out there, and there's flats 2 miles. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to argue by no means, but I'm just saying. I'll lean right on what David just said. We can do both. Run the class race on the 8th. If you want to grudge the quarter, nobody has your quarter times. You can grudge. There you go.
So you'll grudge race me, the race we have locked in on a quarter mile?
Possibly.
So, again, man, I
didn't lock one in on the quarter. I locked one in on the 8th.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking. If you have no problem with running on
the quarter in a grudge race. And I'll be straight up honest with you, Jeremy. If I don't have any trouble with my bike and everything feels good and smooth and I'm satisfied with the way it runs the 8th, damn right. Name your money. I'll run you in the quarter.
Hey, Jerry, I got a question. If I told you I wouldn't show up, would you run the quarter?
Who's this?
This is Matt.
No. I'm not scared of the turbo.
Man, then you're contradicting yourself. You already told everybody on the phone that you were trying to equalize the playing field.
I just said I'm not scared of the turbo. I said no, I'm not scared of the turbo. If you didn't show up, which I don't think you have the fastest bike coming. I think Mississippi's got the fastest bike coming.
Wait, the 8th or the quarter?
Both.
Both.
I tell you what, right now, I'll put some real money on Brandon May, and he'd even own here in an 8th of a mile.
Well, I'm just saying,
Mississippi,
next
Jerry.
Now he's got a real powerhouse. You're right. He's going to win the race if he don't tear something up. I agree.
Exactly. But now you got to say another thing. He rides his bike all the way to Funka every year too. Now his bike
I will say this. If he wheelies or he does anything wrong, he's going to be surprised.
Well, won't you come on down here then, Jerry? I mean,
hey,
you know,
I'm not saying it's me. I'm not saying it's me.
Oh, I know you're not saying it's you. Yeah, I know you ain't saying it's you, but, you know, y'all come on down here and let's run.
Hey, all I got to say is I got a 110-inch fucking bagger that won last year. Y'all come get some of this motherfucker in a quarter mile. Don't be pussies. That's all I'm going to say.
That's digit.
Hey.
That's a turbo bike. I'm old
already,
school.
I know somebody
man, I
already
got a 117-inch. 117-inch.
One from Mississippi got his ass kicked last year by a bus, so he's all butthurt.
Who did?
Okay, so whoever said I got a 110, come get me in the quarter mile. I know this phrase has already been token, but I'll be your Huckleberry.
Hey,
who's that,
Matt? May. He'll run you.
Yep, that was me.
Hey man, it's a bike I ride to Texas wherever, man. It's a 110-inch tire shredder kit. It works good. I
hey, look,
like it.
I'm just talking for everybody. I'm putting a skinny guy on it.
All right, so look, we've got a little shit talking out of the way. Jerry, if you said you're not going to show up if we decide to vote at the track, what do you want to do, Jeremy? I mean, you know,
Hold on a second. You I understand what you're saying, but all four of these bikes won't show up. If they don't know what they're going to race and the rules and all, they're not going to go. I mean, I couldn't talk them into going, man. I mean, I really couldn't. These guys are quiet. They don't talk a bunch of smack.
Well, they might be coming to the wrong spot, Jerry. Are you going to gamble for them, too?
No. Hey, look, they got bikes. Look.
I mean, hell, that's all a part of this is shit talking and having a good time, or I wouldn't be doing
that's right.
it.
That's right.
I need a beer. This shit's wearing me the fuck out.
Yeah, no kidding. So, well, where are we at, realistically? I mean, what happens if we now say, okay, we're going to fold to what Jerry says, and because he's bringing his four friends, and then Jerry shows up all by himself, and, you know, whatever. That's the whole point of the vote, is that whoever shows up and whoever's there could vote. You know, whoever actually shows up to race. I mean, we've all been to a race where people didn't show up.
Yeah, and why couldn't we run a split class?
Do we run a split class, Jeremy? Well, that's the whole deal.
How do you run a split class? How does that work? I mean...
Oh, I know it'd be stupid as hell, but I mean, I want to see everybody race.
Never heard of a split class
and
drag race.
I don't know how you do that either.
Half the people run quarter, half run eighth. What the fuck?
Well,
you
have two classes.
What you gonna do when you get down to 1/8 winner and 1/4 winner? You got two winners.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, have two classes. I don't know how you would do that. That's what I was saying.
So if we get a total of eight bikes.
Okay, so we have the kiddie class where you run 8 miles, and then we'll have a sandbox for you in a little kiddie pool. And then the big boys will run the quarter mile. That's what we're going to do. If you can't go a quarter mile, you're afraid to go over 100 miles an hour, stop riding motorcycles, get back on your mama's titty, and fucking go home.
Hey, they need a safe spot, too. You got to give them a safe spot.
Safe zone.
I guarantee you, if half the motherfuckers ride their motorcycle over 100 miles an hour on the highway, and they say that you're going to do it on a closed, nice prep track,
Shelly's
you're not
going to
go over 100 miles an hour. If your bike can't do 100 at the eighth, then you need to go home, too.
Oh, I might need to stay here, then.
Who is that talking?
That's Digit.
Yeah, who is that? Is that Digit?
That's Digit.
No,
he's
that's,
running
no,
class.
That's Sled.
I'm running the bagger class, the 1020, and the 1090. All on the same bike.
This is the guy with his...
Look, I probably need to stay home then.
This is the guy with his alcohol in a piece of tubing on his motorcycle, right?
What?
One of them.
Huh?
Oh, the drag bike. Yeah, I want to run that drag bike.
I'll put this saddlebags across the drag bike, you know, so I'm going to make it a better bagger class. Just as long as you don't fucking hit me. Well, take the wheelie bars off. Wait, Matt wants to lock in with you for a turbo race on that drag bike. What am I doing? We might throw 100 bucks out there and race. There you go. We do that on Saturday night. We'll go out and race. Wait, wait, wait.
In the eighth of the quarter. Come on now, guys.
Quarter.
I want to see
Let's
that turbo bike
mile.
Run.
Let's do it a half mile.
Straight from here to Mississippi and back.
Yeah. First one to lose runs out of gas loses. All right. So Jerry, what's it going to be?
Hey, I'm all in for the class race on the 8th. Like I said, and when Jeremy asked me if we run the 8th, would I turn around and run him in the quarter? And I was truthful. If my bike runs true and everything runs good, shit, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Hey, Jerry, I got a question. Do you think anybody ever knows Death Wobble is fucking coming?
Yes.
Fuck no, they don't.
I've already been on one.
Yeah,
so,
well, I mean, I'm
so
sure all of us have, man. I mean, fuck, we all ride baggers. Every one of us has experienced wobble. I mean, that's part of the problem.
Yeah,
but I'm
talking about where the handlebars are hitting the gas tank.
So you're saying for certain
you can feel it coming, yes.
So you're saying for certain that if your bike runs straight and true in the eight, you can predict that the other half of the track, it's not going to wobble.
Well, I can't predict, but then you have a better feeling of, yeah, you know, I'll take
Jerry,
a chance
you're full
and run
of shit,
it.
Dude. That's the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard,
Your questions are trick questions. I mean, you got to be honest with yourself. You're not going to go over here and get on a damn you're not going to go and buy you a brand new 1400 damn crotch rocket. As soon as you pull out of the store, you're going to run it out to 200 miles an hour the first reel. You're not going to.
Oh, yeah, I would.
I am.
Yeah, but
I am.
Yeah, me too.
You guys will learn. I'm 50 years old. I got a little wisdom.
So I guess
the bike we have coming from Arkansas, it's a 3-year-old motorcycle, and it's never run the quarter. He told me on the phone.
It's only 660 more feet.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
It isn't like you're going to get lost on the other end of the track. I mean, it's just a little
miles
bit further.
An hour is only half of 120. 100 miles an hour is only half of 200.
Well, sweet, man. I'm going to try to get my bike to go to 200.
Here's all I can say. I'd like to come down there and have a good time with you guys, but we'd have to run the class in the eighth, and if it all runs out good, we'll try to quarter in some grudge.
So what you're saying is, if you kill it,
oh shit, here comes a trick question.
What you're saying is, we'll run the quarter if the bike runs good.
That's what I'm saying.
What you're saying is if you're going to get out there, you're going to watch everybody's 8-mile times and say, hey, I can beat that motherfucker. I'll go out and get race against him in a quarter.
No, that's all you're saying, it's drag racing. What if we run the quarter and I say, well, hell, I'll run you in the eighth. You're going to say, hell no, you've already seen my times. It's vice versa. It's the same principle.
Well, I say we run the quarter. I'll run you in the eighth.
On the right foot.
Yeah, but I think what we're getting away from, Jeremy and Jerry, and I think Matt, I don't know Matt that well, but I think Matt rides his bike, is that we all ride our bikes. And if you not riding that bike, you need to step up another class, because this is a street bike class. It's not got many rules. And every one of us, I've rode mine on the interstate for a mile doing over 150.
Hold on a minute, guys. Hold on one sec.
Hey. You got to go to your safe spot.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hello.
I think he came out of his safe spot or went in. One of the two.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead, back. Jerry. Go ahead.
What were you saying?
What I was saying was this is a class for people who ride their bike. If you hadn't had your bike going down the interstate, and you know whether or not you're going to get a death wobble, maybe you need to bring that other bike that you ride from state to state that you're telling me about.
Oh, that's a little old damn 107, man. That thing won't run 80 miles an hour through the eight.
Well, it'll be changing for the damn 100 horsepower.
I mean, it really just kind of sounds like you only want to come race if you're going to win.
Hell, everybody wants to win. If your bike
runs good enough in the eighth, then you'll maybe race on the quarter and whatever, and you'll have to see. But, dude, that's fucking drag racing, man. All of us show up to
that's
the track,
right.
And we don't know what our bike's going to do. We might hook up. We might not. We might fucking, it might lay over and do nothing. Nobody knows,
that's
really.
Right, but we could say this. Well, the guys that want to run the quarter only want to run the quarter because they know they can only win if they run the quarter, not the eighth. We could say it both ways. That's why I'm saying watch out. Don't put the left shoe on the right foot, or don't put the cart ahead of the horse. It's contradictory.
I think everybody has said that they will run the eighth but would prefer to run the quarter. You're the only one who's saying, I am only doing this.
Yeah,
and as he said, and he speaks for four other people, as he says. You know, that's Right. I want to hear that from the horse's
with
mouth,
my bike.
But
But at this time with my bike, I'm only going to run the 8. You know, I'm going to take baby steps with this thing, man. I don't want to get hurt. You know, I got kids in college and all that. I don't want
to
get hurt.
Stay home, Jerry.
Huh?
Sounds like you just might need to stay home, man. I hate to be the one that fucking says it, but I'm that guy. Sounds like you just need to stay home.
All right. Well, you guys have a good time. Good talking to you.
Is that it? Really?
I'm that guy.
Pick
I'm going to
toys and leave the sandbox?
Yeah. I believe Jerry took his toys and went home.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry, guys. That wasn't how y'all wanted that to turn out, but I'm that dude.
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, saying you got four people coming doesn't mean he's got four people coming. And
exactly.
To say, oh, well, we want to know exactly what's going to happen. I mean, fuck, the last race I went into, it was supposed to rain the whole weekend. We still packed up the fucking truck and drove just on the off chance we could make a couple of passes. So,
well, the last time I come,
they know everything is there to their advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Last time I come down there, Jeremy, you was there. There was three bikes in the class. We ended up running ETs. We didn't even run heads up.
Yeah.
I drove nine hours.
Let me ask you guys this. Is this the same Shinko?
Nobody wants to race against
three
people.
Jet bikes?
Sir?
The Shinko tie that he's talking about, is this the same Shinko that the street bikes run, the jump bikes?
Yes.
Well, most of us either run the 777 or the hookup. But
okay.
Either one, man. I mean,
well, some of
I think
guys
with the
running 200 miles per hour with that tie.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's what
exactly.
King Kong runs. I mean, I just don't understand that part.
You're digging too deep into it. It was a simple ploy just to get what he wanted. That's all it was.
Matt is completely correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I think you agree, Matt.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I know the Tennessee boys are coming to race.
Agreed.
Well, I'm going to be there if I'm the only son of a bitch there because I done made hotel reservations.
I mean, dude, you know, I want to fucking run, man. And I want to race you guys, you know, and that's why I locked in with you, Matt. I locked in with Jerry. I even locked in with Michael Wheeler when I knew he had a 143 because I wanted to get guys down here to run the fucking
exactly.
class. I know I ain't got shit for that fucking turbo, but I'll put up $100 and lock in with you, man. That's. I mean, fuck, let's race. I got a chance just like anybody else. You know,
that's
like
right.
Hey, look, man, earlier, you don't have a guarantee just because you have a turbo. So let's fucking do it. That's what we're doing, man. This is a gambler's race. I mean, we're fucking drag racing, dude.
It's gamblers. Look, I mean, that's the reason I do this shit. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm ready to race.
Ain't nobody ever bought a Harley that said, you know what, I'm going to pinch my fucking pennies and buy this fucking Harley.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
And you throw every dime you have into that shit. About get a divorce. So what's the fucking $100 bill? You
exactly.
Know?
For real, man.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean,
like,
I agree 100%.
David came down and wanted the street race. He kind of felt like he was dealt a bad hand. So I said, you know what, to make it up for it, David, I'll run any race you want to run for whatever money you want to do. And just a friendly thing to give you your opportunity to get your money back. You know, it wasn't.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Show up.
I appreciate that.
You know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
hey,
and
you know,
I
don't know what you're doing.
Here's another.
Yeah,
thing.
And you know, I'm bringing a Dana and a Softail. Just if a Softail and Dana shows up and want to run, we're gonna have them too. I'm bringing all sorts of different bikes.
Dana,
you know?
What's her last name? I might have dated her.
Dinah, however y'all say it down there in the South, goddammit. I never said I was smart and had an education.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
Well, you know, I mean, dude, we got Chris down here at Hardtail Harry's. Chris is from Hardtail Harry's is building a bike specifically for this race. You know what I mean? Like, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, he's building a bike, but, you know, he's trying to get it together specifically to get this race. Let's fucking
hey,
do
no
this,
hybrid.
Man. You know what I mean?
No hybrid.
Fucking hybrid.
Hybrid.
Yeah, I don't know, man. My Prius. I got 4 extra D batteries in my Road King, and you know, I'm gonna put it on the charger all night, and so it's gonna be at 100% life, and that hybrid's gonna fucking go down. It might make the full quarter. I don't know, man. Maybe I should have taken that 8. The battery might die before I get to the 1,320 feet.
I'm guessing we've all kind of since. Look, honestly, Jeremy has let everybody know about this conference call. If you were that interested on this debate, you would be on this conference call right now.
Exactly.
If you had a leg to stand on. So are we basically boiling this down to we're going to run a quarter?
Yes. Yes, I think we do. I agree with Jeremy. You know, I hate to say it. You know, Jerry seemed like a nice guy. I think he was trying to play me against y'all. He's been calling me and stuff. And, you know, I'm down to run a quarter mile, an eighth mile. But I come to Baton Rouge to fucking run a quarter mile. That's the reason I drive 9 hours, is to run a quarter mile.
Yeah.
And I heard about a temp about 140. But, I mean, we're not starting until 6 o'clock. So that track temp should drop.
Exactly. Last time I was down there, them crotch rockets were running way faster than that, and they were running Shinkos. I mean, I don't think that's going to be an issue. So I really don't.
Not at all. Matt said it, and he's completely correct. It has nothing to do with a safety factor. It has everything to do with him trying to get himself an advantage in the class. That was it. That's just a ploy to try to get everybody. Okay. Fuck that.
Guys, we have another call on here. Let me open up this line. It's 2407. Right? Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm just tuning in here. I'm sorry I couldn't get in on earlier. I had a work emergency I was in on.
Okay.
This is Michael Wheeler.
Okay.
What you say, Wheeler?
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. I was just trying to see what was going on and what all the talk was about.
I pissed off Jerry.
Okay. Sometimes that's not hard to do, but, you know.
Yeah. Jerry says he ain't coming now. Jerry said y'all ain't coming now, Michael.
Look here, Wheeler. Here's what happened in retrospect, Wheeler. We have been talking about this about 30 minutes, and it basically boiled down to no bullshit that Jerry wouldn't budge on anything he wanted. Now, he was speaking for you, too, so if you got something to say, speak up. But Jerry wouldn't budge. He wanted what he wanted, and if he didn't get it, he wasn't fucking coming. So I just basically told him, I was like, well, then you need to stay at the house.
I understand. You know, he likes the eighth of mile. I've never run anything but the eighth of mile with my motorcycle.
Yes, sir.
I used to run a quarter mile years ago with, you know, some Bantam Roadster I used to race and a couple other cars. But I've never raced a quarter mile with my motorcycle. I think my motorcycle is perfectly capable of running a quarter mile the way I have it set up. I'm not scared to run a quarter mile, but I do like the eighth of mile. You know, I am planning on making the race. I'm not going to stay home. You know, if things don't work out right, I'm still planning on coming.
Well, that's awesome. We like your style, man. We like your style. I mean, man, you know that 143 is going to fucking run us all down in the quarter mile. It's really in your best interest to fucking have a quarter mile.
Well, I feel like I probably got a little bit more advantage on the quarter mile with some of you guys, but you know, I've never run no turbo bike, so Matt right there might run circles around all of us.
You want me to tell y'all something completely honest, and we grudge and everything, but I'm gonna be completely honest. My motorcycle with this setup has never been down a quarter mile ever, and I'm just itching to get it down a quarter mile. Now, this is no bullshit, no nothing. It has never been down a quarter mile. I have absolutely no idea what it'll do. That's
kind of where
I'm
at with
everybody.
It too.
Well, then it ought to be a damn good race if we have no idea.
I mean, shit, I just put my motor together. I haven't made a single pass down the track with a timing equipment. We went out to golf course, and, you know, I got to make about four passes.
What did she say? She said it's getting hot.
Before the weather.
Just had it replaced yesterday.
and some unconnected to the
yeah,
AC and
yeah.
It's hot as fuck.
What?
These are wrong.
She got the wrong size on there.
Somebody's lying.
The wrong
video, let me see if I can find out where this line is.
Is it sex talk?
Just
having a place,
but it caused a fire the other day.
I think they
no,
are people, they don't realize they are.
No, it was me from Tennessee. I'm sorry. I'm trying to work and talk. Look, Jeremy, I'm going to have to Jeremy, you know I'll run. It doesn't matter. We're going to show up. So you just go ahead and debate with them. Matt, it'd be great to see you. And Wheeler, it'd be good to see you in that 143. I've run one before. I'm ready again.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well,
all right, man. We'll see you on the 30th.
We're going to No, I ain't.
So, Michael, go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
Can actually shoot another little
Michael,
next Wednesday or whatever. And So this is something that we probably will continue to keep up because once we, you know, form a little team or whatever, crew, then we can kind of build from that. Because I would definitely like to continue to do the little baggers or whatever you want to call it and let this thing grow because we have Mardi Gras race down coming up in February and stuff, and we can incorporate all that stuff in there as well. So That's pretty big
down
here
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey,
I'd love to do that. Yeah.
Well, I know that's
sure.
Exactly why we wanted to try to get this and build it in so we could try to get the Harleys into more races. We can all come down to more events. I mean, this is the first one, really. I mean, they had one other one, but, you know, I mean, we're really fucking – everybody's pumping this just to try to build it, you know? Like,
exactly.
Fuck, that's why I said let's not do any rules. Let's try to keep it loose. Let's just get the fucking bikes down the track. So people can see it, and people will get excited. We'll get more people into it. We'll get more races. We'll get invited to do more shit. You know, the whole thing is like we're just getting all this, you know, really trying to get this moving. So I mean, let's not shoot ourselves in the foot and fight and pick up our toys and leave the sandbox, and you know, when we're all just trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. The boys from Tennessee agree. You know, I've been to Tulsa. I've been to Rango, Georgia. I mean, I left 3 days. The promoter called me from Tulsa and said, you got to be here by Friday morning, and we didn't find out till Wednesday. And, I mean, I'm ready to do this. I mean, I think it's something that needs to happen because it's good for the – you know, a lot of people who ride Harleys, we're in our 40s now, and, you know, late 40s.
Hey,
and,
hey,
we used to drag race when we were kids.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm only 22.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm 19 years old.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, look, I got to get to work. This is my big time of year. I got to go fix some air conditioning.
Well, you have fun. I'm drinking beer.
All right.
We're
I'll talk
to
y'all later. And if y'all want to do this next week, that's great.
All right.
We definitely can come back next week, too.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. I'll see y'all later.
All right. Jeremy, I'm still here.
Next week.
Okay. Who's that, Michael?
Yeah,
Jeremy, I'm still here.
Okay, is everybody going to try to make another call next week or what?
Yeah, we can call
next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all
want to
do this again next week?
Y'all.
Say that
is
again?
Is there a point?
Well, I just heard
him
say it, David. It's up to y'all. I don't care. This is my first time to hear from any of you guys. I almost missed it. I'm just glad to kind of chat in with you a little bit there. Go ahead.
I didn't know you were still on the line, Wheeler.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just trying to figure out, you know, I heard y'all say something about keying in next week or doing something next week. And I was just trying to make heads or tails here and see what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know anything going on next week. The 30th, obviously, I think he meant the 30th when he said next week. I don't think he meant anything with that actually happening. So this is where we're at, Michael. You know, everybody just wants to race. I have said from the beginning, whoever shows up, we should vote on it. That's the fair, democratic way to do it. And as Matt said, Jerry basically said he wants to run his race, and if he can't run his race, that none of you guys are showing up. Personally, I hope you and I hope Jerry shows up. I hope all you guys show up and can come and run. And like I said, we vote on it and you know, everybody, the majority rules. This is fucking America. That's the way shit should be, man. And I truly do hope you guys come. We want you guys involved. Y'all are right there. I mean, fuck, if we got more bagger things, then that's great, man. It's great to have you guys on board. but it's just not fair for one person to railroad an entire class so that he can get the advantage for his bike. That's just, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I do. I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to keep an open mind on the whole thing. He has concerns, and I understand his concerns. You know, and, you know, as his police, I'm trying to stand strong with him. He is my teammate. You know, I'd like for him to kind of, you know, park the waters just a little bit and kind of not be so hard on what he's got going. He is a good guy. He's got a lot on his mind right now.
Nobody's doubting that he's a good guy. You know, I've talked to Jerry a dozen times on the phone, you know, and Jeremy's messaged him back and forth. Nobody's doubting he's a good guy, but we're all men. Everybody has to give and take, and if there's all the people are voting one way and you want to have your race, that it just can't work like that.
Well, I understand. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to try to have the best time I can with what I got to work with. I've had some issues with my bike, and I test run my bike yesterday, and I still have electrical problems. My tuner is telling me that he thinks he's got it figured out. I certainly hope so. We're going to do some testing this weekend in Memphis, and if everything works out, I'm going to be ready for a race. If not, I got some more work to do to try to get ready.
If you tell him to put that cigar down, he might be able to concentrate more.
Well, he's working on it. Yeah. I think we had some problems with my bike cutting off on me. It actually went to one cylinder yesterday and done some weird shit. I don't know what the hell. We've been trying to get it worked out. I hope we got it worked out now. He says we're good to go.
I hope so, too.
So,
I hope so, too.
Some good fair runs without having any problems. Yes, it's going to be a real letdown if I get down there and have electrical problems and, you know, it's just not running properly. But I'm coming to give you hell.
So if you're running on one cylinder, that's still probably the size of Jeremy's two cylinders, right?
Yeah, about that.
Hey, I got a guy that comes out here, Arkansas. An old man. He's I think about 66. He's running 124 and he gives me hell.
Well, hell yeah.
I'm telling you. So you know, I'm not gonna knock anybody's motor. Everybody's running a different combination. You know, I'm a big fat bastard. It takes a lot of horsepower to pull a big fat bastard down the track.
No, it doesn't. It takes a lot of torque.
Oh, yes, it does. Well, that's right. But, you know, hey, I'm using more torque to get there than you are. That's all I can tell you.
Michael, I hope that you can talk to Jerry and you guys do still come. No, I mean, like I said, nobody wants – nobody has a problem with Jerry personally. You know, nobody's mad at him. Nobody doesn't want him to show up. You know, he is insisting on his race and that's it. And it's just not fair to what everybody else wants to do, man. I mean, you know,
if one person wanted to run quarter mile and everybody else wanted to run eighth, then it wouldn't be fair to run quarter. So, you know, hopefully you could talk some sense into him. And, you know, he'll decide to come on down. Fuck, if for no other reason, come and grudge race in the eighth mile. You know, it ain't nothing to strap a bike down in the trailer. If you guys are all coming, then do at least that. You know, maybe try to talk him into running the race. I mean, you know.
Well, that's what I'm going to throw at him. I say, hey, if you don't want to run it, at least come down there and do some grudging in the eighth. I'm sure somebody will grudge in the eighth.
We're locked in. I'll run. And I told him, if it's just me and him, no problem. I'll run his race. You know, I'm not afraid to do that.
All right. Well, I know I'm locked in with three guys. And I don't even know who I'm talking to right now, actually. But
Jeremy.
I know I'm locked in. I know I'm locked in with Jeremy. I'm locked in with Matt. And I'm locked in with Rogers in Tennessee. So, you know, they all
every
three agreed to lock in
with
me.
Is locked in with half of the bagger class.
Hey,
so
I don't remember locking in with that stump puller. Maybe I did. Who cares?
Hey, I just hope I break even. That's all I got to say.
Here's another question for you guys then, man.
should we allow first round call outs or just draw from a hat?
Oh, damn. Here comes another thing. Man,
well,
I'd say we
I guess it don't really matter because, you know, I just wanted to race Jerry right off the trailer, man, like just because he's been talking so much shit on me personally and attacking me. So I just wanted to fucking call him out straight off the bat. But if he ain't coming, then I guess it don't matter anyway.
Well, we could rip
the hat. Don't count him out. He's putting up a hard protest, I'm sure. I wish I could have got on when he was on there so I could have heard more about it. And I'm fixing to see
him
in just a moment. But, I just couldn't key in time. I actually didn't even see the message on my phone. I jumped back in the truck just a few minutes ago, and I tried to get in as quick as I could. But, like I said, I had some stuff going on with work. But I'll chat with Jerry. Don't count him out. I'm sure he's going to come. So don't count him out. But he's a handful sometimes now, let me tell you. He's a handful.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a guy. And y'all will like him when you meet him. I'm more laid back. I'm easy going. I don't say a whole lot most of the time. Jerry does more of the talking and the crazy shit. So,
yeah.
I think everybody have fun with it, though. I don't know. I don't think nobody's going to protest too bad. I'll chat with him and see how he feels about everything. And, if there's problems, I'll try to calm him down.
On the 22nd, they got a testing student, no problems. Friday night, y'all come down for that. If he wants to practice on a quarter mile, I mean, he can go do that.
Right.
You know, make a couple passes on the track he's going to be running. I mean, y'all aren't that far.
Hey,
now,
we come down early spring.
I've watched a lot of videos on that track, and that son of a bitch is sticky as shit.
Yeah, well, let's
see,
hope
so. All the tracks I've run on have not been sticky. And, you know, my big concern is trying to hook up a little too hard. But I'll have to just get on there and make a couple hits and see how it works.
Just work
as long
on
as
that
y'all
left
let me
hand,
make a,
man. Get that left hand. Do some those little hand crunches and get your clutch hand strong and fucking let's do it.
Or you could just
that don't work with mine. When I come off my clutch is 100%. It don't do that slipping shit. So I'm either going wheelie or I'm going A to B, one or the other.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I actually have to get to Michael. Honestly, I hope you guys come. I hope you can talk Jerry into it. And we want to build up this bagger class. We want Mississippi to be a part of it and get this shit going. Matt, I can't wait to race you. I can't wait to see that fucking turbo bike go down the track. 16th mile, we're locked in.
The 16th?
All right, guys. Well,
or the 32nd?
64th. Okay. We're only gonna go 5 feet.
Break the beam.
Yep. All right, guys.
All right,
I'll see y'all on the 30th.
All right, man.
Chris, thank you so much for doing this, man. We really appreciate you putting it on and allowing us to get in here and getting on your show and getting this going.
Oh, anytime, man. Like I said, we can set up another one next Wednesday, too, to kind of, you know, go over what we'll talk about this week and kind of continue to build it. So that's the purpose of having it. So I if you guys, you know, definitely interested in it, I can see what I can pull from my end, man, to help you make it happen.
Okay, just let us know. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
I sure will, man. You all have a nice day. Okay.
All right.
Chris, you still on?
Yes, I'm still on. You want me to give you a call? Or did you? I can send that transcript to your phone if you want to listen to the whole transcript. Okay.
Okay. I'd like to hear that if you don't mind, please. And if y'all get back on there, y'all try to give me a heads up on it, and so I can join on next time. I'm sorry I didn't get keyed in this time and time to kind of really talk too much, but. Y'all just try to maybe give me a heads up a little bit, and maybe I'll be able to key in a little earlier next time.
Okay, that's no problem. I definitely send you that transcript.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm out.
Okay.